Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hi, I'm Alice Fraser, back with another top story. Today, in my second ever top story appearance, it's my second ever bugle appearance, recorded in Australia in the past with Andy and Nazim Hussein. Episode 4025, Theresa May or May Not.
Top story this week, election fever. They said she wouldn't do it. She said she wouldn't do it. No one was asking her to do it. She said she wouldn't do it again. There was absolutely no need to do it. She said she seriously wouldn't do it. Everyone had forgotten that she might do it. But she did it anyway. Theresa May has called a snap election. I mean, it even made the news here in Australia.
Yeah, I saw it on my Facebook feed.
Well, I mean, that shows what big story this is.
Exactly. It's infiltrated my friendship circle. People are posting up things.
I mean, I think in a post-Trump world, you need to up the stakes in politics to get your nose in the news. Like, going back on your word and doing something completely off the cuff and unthought through makes you relatable to the common man, because people look at you and they go like, oh, yeah, I remember the time I did a U-turn against traffic on a freeway at midnight because I wanted a McDonald's. I want my politics to reflect that impulse.
Oh, right. So it's Theresa May playing the...
Yeah, it's like all the politicians at the moment just sat down and watched an 80s movie marathon, and then they just heard the phrase, it's mad, but it might just work, one too many times. And they're hoping the public will confuse the word sudden with the word decisive. You know, like those people who say, I'm just honest, when they mean I'm just a cockhead.
You're coming with your semantics. She called a snap election. She then explained why in a speech outside number 10 Downing Street. I mean, it was like a 6-minute speech. Quite impressive that she managed to get through those 6 minutes without at any point saying the words, obviously this is just naked political opportunism. I mean, that was impressive self-restraint in between the bits about no one being allowed to play political games anymore and doing what's best for Britain.
Naked political opportunism is my favourite kind of naked.
Wow, you're sharing too much again, Alex.
My second favourite is naked in the kitchen.
The two often go hand in hand. George Osborne's Instagram feed is anything... look, I digress. Impressive display from the woman who's put the Chancer into lives next door to the Chancellor. And Britain has come down with election fever yet again. Classic symptoms of election fever.
Yeah.
Shivering, hot sweats, headaches, general listlessness and uncontrollable vomiting. Shivering very much at the icy blast of the arctically cynical pragmatism unleashed from the permafrosted political heart of Theresa May. Hot sweats as we flush red with the embarrassment of what the f*** is going on in our country. Headaches provoked by merely contemplating the prospect of 2 more months of political bitchcraft. And general listlessness as we contemplate the options on the electoral menu thrown up by this kind of slow-motion car crash collision of 21st-century political expedience and an 18th-century political system. And vomiting at the pure naked hypocrisy of our Prime Minister. Tough times to be a British democracy fan, Naz.
Yeah, I mean, you're heading towards the path that Australia's taking. You just, you know, one Prime Minister in, another one out, you know...
Yeah, we turn over prime ministers at quite a high rate, mainly so that they don't have a chance to do anything, because things are okay here for the mainstream.
Because you have three-year terms, don't you?
Yeah, three-year terms. Well, we sort of, you know, that's a loose term.
Yeah, no one seems to make the full 3 years these days.
Nah. I mean, it's not even an aspiration anymore. You just want to get in, and then once you're in, it's like, oh, I've made it.
Had the portrait done.
Yeah, got the portrait.
Out.
Yeah, give someone else a go. Move over.
Right.
Don't hog the seat. So that's what we do. And I think it's good to see that the Brits are sort of taking that up as well.
The way we do it is, as Australians, we don't like tall poppies. We have this tall poppy syndrome, and we don't like tall poppies. Mm. So the moment we elect someone into power, we're like, no, think you're better than us, do you?
We're very OCD about the height of our poppies. We don't know. We don't care. I mean, is that just a smart car? Are you trying to be smart?
No.
We're going to cut you down.
I want an actual measurement in centimetres.
But I think that's what's going on with the Brits. You know, they just want change. Why? I don't know. And she sensed that. Brexit was probably that as well.
Well, I think Brexit was that. It was basically what happened was Britain was left alone in an empty room with nothing in the room but a single electrical socket. Eventually, some point, inevitably, we were going to put our penis in that socket. Theresa May says we must come together.
Is that how you got your hair like that?
That is my business, Alex.
Andy is the manifestation of Britain putting its penis in an electrical socket.
Can I use that on my poster, please? Next time I'm in Australia. Reality star Nazeef Hussain.
Thanks for listening. Follow me on Twitter @alliterative and hear my next Gargle episode tomorrow. The Gargle being my spin-off podcast, which is like this, but not like this in that I'm hosting it. I mean, I'm hosting this one, but, you know, Andy normally hosts it. I host The Gargle every week, and it's fantastic. I hope you go and listen to it. Bye.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.